to our liturgical moment. So we talked about the gospel reading last week. This week we're talking about the Nicene Creed, or the Apostles' Creed, depending on which service we're in and kind of what's going on. One of the things that we will usually do is that whenever we're having the Lord's Supper, whenever we're having communion, we'll use the Nicene Creed, whereas when we aren't having that, we will almost always use the Apostles' Creed. The Apostles' Creed is actually more usually associated with baptism, interestingly enough, whereas the Nicene Creed is usually, we kind of liturgically connect it with the Lord's Supper. So that's one of the ways you can kind of tell what's going on in the service. We will usually use the Nicene Creed for that. And a creed, of course, is just a kind of a formalized, written down version of, hey, this is a summary of what we believe. And so if you ever wanted to look for something like that, if you just wanted to see the summary, the creeds are a good place to go. They give us kind of just the basic core of this is what it means to be a Christian. And so as we're confessing that here later today, I would encourage you to think about that, especially because we do it after the reading of the gospel, after the readings, as a way to kind of respond to those readings, that we are responding with our faith to those. We're saying, yes, we've heard it, we believe it, and this is what we believe. So I would encourage you all to think about that as we confess our faith later today with the Nicene Creed.